here's a story from The World.
Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up her first international trip today. She was visiting leaders in Guatemala and Mexico. At the top of the agenda, the root causes of migration to the U.S. southern border. The World's immigration editor, Monica Campbell, has been following all of this. Monica, what can we say at this point about this first visit to the region by Vice President Harris?
It's the start of a very complicated challenge. I mean, the administration is saying it's going to commit billions of dollars to tackle the root causes of why people leave their homes in Central America. And in Guatemala, Vice President Harris met with political and civil society leaders, which is important to underline because they're trying to break up some of the molds. They're not just speaking with government officials, but she was also speaking with people who work in philanthropy and in the private sector in Guatemala. There's a lot of skepticism whether this will be enough. We've seen USAID delivered to parts of Central America for years. At the same time, we have also seen migration and poverty in Central America move up despite that foreign aid. So there's a lot of skepticism about whether foreign aid is the correct tool to change realities on the ground enough to convince people to remain at home and not go to the United States.
And today, Harris was in Mexico to meet with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Migration was also on the agenda there too, right?
Absolutely. Mexico is a critical partner in all of this. And Harris said today that Mexico and the U.S. are, quote, embarking on a new era. And they might be. The former Trump administration threatened Mexico with tariffs if it didn't work with the U.S. on migration. The Biden administration isn't using that blunt language with Mexico. And Mexico's president has deployed thousands of National Guard officers to its southern border with Guatemala. Mexico is also deporting many migrants. And we'll see if this visit results in stepped up enforcement from within Mexico on migration. But there are really strong competing forces here. Many migrants pay thousands of dollars to migrate through Mexico and across the U.S. border. I've spoken to many migrants who've witnessed how those thousands of dollars trickle down along the way, with criminal groups in Mexico paying off officials there, police, and of course we see U.S. border officials implicated in human smuggling. These are transnational criminal operations that are tough to dismantle.
In addition to her conversations with leaders in Mexico and Guatemala, Vice President Harris also gave a clear message to migrants who might consider traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
Monica, how do you break down what seems like a very simple message?
Well, the administration is hoping to deter people from arriving to the U.S.-Mexico border, which we have seen people doing in large numbers over the past several months. We're also seeing that that message isn't working. Telling people to not come is not proving to be a deterrent. People are arriving, and despite laws at the U.S.-Mexico border and policies that are really making it hard for people to try and claim asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, something we've reported on quite a bit, people are finding a way in, perhaps by far more dangerous routes. So the deterrence message is not convincing, at least people I've spoken to who are prepping to leave Central America or who have arrived recently. They're not referencing that message. What they're referencing, people arriving today in the United States, crossing the border, they're referencing the need to be able to feed their families back home. And they see jobs here in the United States opening back up again, restaurants opening back up again. That's the reality that they're seeing. Vice President Harris's message isn't landing strongly enough to convince them to stay.
The Biden administration, Monica, also created a task force to work on the families separated at the border during former President Trump's so-called zero tolerance policy. That task force came out with its first report today. What's new in it?
Biden officials are reporting more than 2,100 children separated from their parents at the border by Trump's policy have yet to be reunited. Only about 7 children have been reunited with their families since Biden took office. It's very slow, hard work. It means people on the ground in parts of Central America going to these remote areas of the region to find parents who were deported without their children, and it could take years to have more families be together again.
The World's immigration editor, Monica Campbell, summing up Vice President Harris's trip to Guatemala and Mexico. Thanks for chatting, Monica.
You're welcome.